Another wave incoming. Man the walls, and don't shoot until you have a definite kill. Conserve your ammo. There's plenty more of these bastards out there.
At the colonel's command, Regan unslung his las rifle from his shoulder and joined the other members of his unit, perched atop the muddy trench that had been home for the past 2 months. He stared out into the soupy miasma clinging to no man's land, and waited until he could make out shapes in the mist. The man lying next to him in the redoubt, Tarik, bottom-dwelling trash who would kill you just as soon as look at you, squeezed off a shot, and a dozen weapons fired back in response. Now that the enemy had made their positions known, the men of the 1st Procell Irregulars easily picked off the front rank, and as successive phalanxes of the enemy stepped over the corpses of the fallen, more of them entered the kill zone and succumbed to relentless Imperial fire.
Tarik! A power pack spent! Pass me another!
The former gang loosed another shot out over the lip of the trench, then reached a tattooed hand into the breast pocket of his filthy tunic and tossed Regan a power pack. He smiled, revealing a set of false metal teeth, the intricate inkwork around his lips distorting to make it appear as if he had a rictus grin.
Don't let Telomian hear you. He thinks we should be able to repel these attacks with nothing more than our bare hands and a few choice curse words.
Regan caught the power pack, ejected the spent one from his rifle, and replaced it. He resumed his position and, spying one of the attackers, took aim and pressed the firing stud. Nothing happened. Sharing an anxious look with Tarik, he released the new power pack and frantically started clearing out the mud that had conglomerated in the weapon's clip housing. The enemy soldier was only meters away, and realizing that Regan would not have his weapon functioning in time, Tarik concentrated his fire on the advancing cultist. Incredibly, the onrushing attacker avoided all of the tattooed ganger's shots and launched himself over the top of the trench, landing right on top of Regan and throwing him against the hard earth of the back wall. Tarik swung around and aimed at the interloper, but the chaos mutated freak raised a distended arm and knocked him from the top of the trench, his weapon spilling into the mud below. The cultist turned to face Regan, opening its maw in a grotesque parody of a smile. Its lips were ringed with rotting fangs, and maggots crawled over its tongue. Its eyes were like those of a fly, and the scrappy remains of its uniform did little to cover the bulbous layers of oozing fat that made up its torso. Raising both its club-like arms to the air, it prepared to land the killing blow on the still-prone Regan. He closed his eyes and awaited the inevitable. It never came. He opened his eyes to see the beaming face of Murtok, another irregular recruited from the midship's levels of Amadis, looking down at him, hand held out to help lift him from the muddy trench floor. Regan accepted it gratefully and rose to his feet. Tarik stood unaided and, using the butt of his rifle, rolled over the bloated cadaver to check that it was really dead.
Bastard's uglier than me.
Thanks, Mur. I owe you one.
Don't thank me. Just promise me that when this is over and we're all back in Amadis, you'll name your firstborn after me.
The three men laughed. The shared moment a rare break in the relentless horror of life in the trenches, before once again picking up their weapons and resuming the business of killing.